is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
Oh, my God. Sorry for the sound quality this morning. Some stuff is just messed up. We got a whole new system in here. So.
Yeah, we need to go through a lot of stuff and fix things. And you need new headphones.
Who, me? Stop making fun of my headphones.
No, it's not that. I can hear the barely... The feedback.
They're a little ripped, yeah.
A little ripped. Those things barely hold together. It's like a ragged... It's look like a pair of earmuffs with rags on them.
They look like they were run over.
You're wearing Domino's.
No, these are bad.
Angie's
these
in...
are actually sticky. I don't know what Zoe put on these.
No, that's Domino's funk, I'm sure.
Andy's in... Andy. Hey, it's my wife, Andy. Angie's in for Jill. So, yeah, Domino with his... I gave him those two Christmas... No, last year.
Well, I know what I'm getting him for Christmas this year.
That's just a mess. All right, we'll let you start with your first story.
Okay, so a new survey asked people what they would do for $10,000, and 11% of people said they would have a cold for a year for $10,000. That's it. 7% said they would go blind for a month.
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah. And 3% said they would go to jail for a year.
That's
for
$10,000. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I would never. That's insane. For $10,000?
$10,000.
Go get a loan at Ascot.
Come on.
Amscot, Ascot, whatever it's called.
Ascot. We've got those little neck chiefs and loans.
All right, this is enough. Okay, New Jersey, this happened this week. This guy was at the New York Marathon. This was Sunday or something, Queensboro Bridge. It happens every year. Hey, you know, marathons. Right in the middle of the marathon, at the 16-mile marker, he stopped to propose to his girlfriend. That, you know, it's like, first of all, not only did they stop, there was all the people who were running with him because they knew he was going to propose. So that created a roadblock. A lot of people trying to actually run the marathon were blocked, had to stop, and you're running a marathon and you're at the 16th mile. Stopping is the worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
Yeah. Seriously. Internet ripped this guy apart, too. They're like,
dude,
it's her day to run the marathon and you made it all about you, you jerk.
Exactly. Can we cut it out? No more proposing in ballparks. No more proposing in marathons. It's your business. You want to propose? Do it in a restaurant. Even there, you interrupt a meal. Don't do it there. Do it at home.
It should be private. That's like it's such a private moment.
Wow, she agrees with me. This is unusual. Okay, hold on. I'm feeling a little weird.
He proposed in a restaurant.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, but you didn't make a big whoopla about it.
No, we went on a weeknight. Did I kneel down or something?
You were trembling.
Oh, did I kneel down?
He was shaking, I swear. He started sweating profusely. He changed colors. I was like, what the hell is wrong with this? Is he having a heart attack? I had no idea what he was doing.
I've seen that a couple times where he just gets all sweaty and his face gets red. And then...
Yeah, serious. And he's just not that type of person, so it was weird.
See, he usually does it here out of rage, not so much nervousness, but...
Thanks, I think. Well, all right, so here's a creepy story for you, but this is what's happening.
And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you built. Love the one you built.
Yes, robots, sex robots are just the rage right now. Now they have a new one. It's Eve Robot Dreams is the name of the company. For $10,000, the one you win by staying in jail or having a cold for a whole year, you can use this robot to be a replica of your lost love. Not dead. I'm just saying you break up with somebody and you still have that thing for him. You can actually have a sex robot built by him. How creepy is that? Remember, you had a stalker. When I met Angie, she had a stalker.
He was nuts.
Now this
he was big.
And if this robot was available, this guy would have built one just like your replica of you.
But this isn't. You're not talking about the robot that they're selling, the virginity of the robot, right?
Yeah.
Now this is another one. You can get a virgin robot. Now, do they recycle them and re-virgin them, or what do they do?
It's supposed to be super expensive.
$10,000.
Yeah. See, it's this company that they're starting. They're auctioning off the virginity of the sex robot to pay for the rest of their company.
Now you can also get the replica robot from the same. You can get replicas. You can get virgin robots. You can get. But well, they are auctioning this one off.
This one talks.
That's a shame.
Yeah, no, it's really creepy. It's like, I think we could have fun together.
Dude, how about the guy that broke that one?
Oh, that's creepy.
He was on top. He was a little heavy, and he was on top of her and broke her brains.
No, I think what was creepier was I heard of one that they do replicas of, like, your dead
they
like,
have that
husband
too.
Or wife. That's really...
Well, there's people that stuff their dogs and put them by the door after they pass. The taxidermy dogs?
Yeah, but you're not having sex with them. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know.
Listen to this thing.
I feel like we could have a really good time together. I feel like we could even fall in love.
Yeah.
It's like sleeping with Alexa.
I was going to say, it turns me on.
Yes, that robot voice.
I actually feel sorry for this guy. He's from Kansas City. The alligator got away from him a couple of times, and you're saying, the one that he keeps as a pet. Sean Casey, at one time, the alligator got in his hot tub outside his mobile home. That's how they found out he was keeping a gator on the premises. He's had the gator since this was a baby. It weighed 2 pounds. Now it's 7 feet long and weighs about 200 pounds. And the guy is broken hearted because people from wildlife came and got it.
Oh. What was that like for you when you saw him taken out of your house and put into that animal control truck?
Horrible. Horrible. It's my pet. He's my little buddy.
It's his little buddy. He let the gator hang around in the house like a dog. I mean, he's watching TV. The gator's right next to him.
Well, here's the thing. That gator's not a little buddy by any means. To the point where the wildlife people that came to get him, they don't have the equipment to handle a gator over 200 pounds. This thing's a monster.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a ferocious animal like people want to make him out to be. He was like a dog. I don't think he really knew he was an alligator. I tell people all the time, I got an alligator that can't swim. He's scared of the dark and scared of thunderstorms. So.
His name is Catfish.
Whoa.
When he got him, he was only 15 inches long, and now he's 200 pounds and approaching 8 feet, and he's just still a puppy. Whatever you call him.
I built him a ramp to get back in his tank because, I mean, he's a big lizard. He was going to come out and play. He liked to come out and sit. Oddly enough, he liked to come and sit on my lap. He smiled. You could just tell he was smiling a lot.
Now that was his mouth opening, ready to eat his head.
I love the names this guy has for his pets. A gator named Catfish, but he also has a rabbit named Dinner.
This is a dangerous animal. It's a prohibited animal here in the city limits of Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, boy. And finally, the 11-year-old boy, Brooklyn, Ohio. We told you the story yesterday. He's been let off, by the way. I mean, what are you going to... It's 11 years old. His mother took him away from his video games. She just had it. She was like, that's it. She took away his PlayStation. So what did he do? He stole his mother's car. 11 years old.
Oof.
Led police on a car chase. How does he reach the pedals?
I mean, I don't know. I was kind of short when I was going through driver's ed. I definitely had some phone books that I was sitting on just to see over the dash.
Yeah, but there's like fertilizer in the water now. Kids are much taller. Have you seen the girls, that 11-year-old girls, what they look like?
Not really.
They just look bigger than they used to back in the day.
Yeah, no, I suppose that's true. I got a buddy of mine. His younger brother's just like my height. I'm 6'3". He's pretty big for a teenager.
Well, the kid, the 11-year-old, somehow reached speeds of 90 miles an hour for 30 minutes.
Whee!
Finally crashed. He's fine, but they arrested him. You know, I can imagine the police are just a little upset. And they took him in, and he was held. And now they let him go, his mom's...
Did he hit anybody?
No, he just... No, didn't hurt anybody. He got a little scratched himself when he hit a parked truck.
Ooh.
Wow.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, I'm driving a car and these dumb poo-poo head cops won't stop chasing me.
Wait a second, how old are you, young man?
I'm this many. I'm a big boy. I just wanted to go to GameStop to get some games for my Nintendo Switch and these cops won't leave me alone.
Pull over right this instant, young man.
You can't tell me what to do. You're not my mom.
Pull over immediately.
Whatever. I'm gonna start Snapchatting this anyway.
Don't you hang up on me, young man. You better not...
Rick Spacey.